Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Study Sesh. I'm Bernadette Russo.
And I'm Leah Sendler.
We had a great show tonight.
We always do.
We always do.
We really do. Hot streak. To all of our two listeners out there, I hope you agree with us that we've never had a bad show.
To Sarah Murphy, Carly Johnson, Tony Despair. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Okay, you know what I'm talking about. Ben Kitson, and of course Melanie Carr. Thank you for listening tonight.
All of you guys are just
big shout out.
You're the reason why we're still here.
Oh yeah, and in honor of you guys, we are gonna start out with some Taylor Swift because it was a glorious week this week.
I'm not okay with what is about to happen when I get my Spotify Wrapped and it's gonna say that. My top listened song from just like 2 days of listening is going to be All Too Well, the 10-minute version. Yeah.
You know, I wish that we could play that version, but we are going to be playing Everything Has Changed because it makes me shed a tear every time we listen to it. And of course, it's going to be Taylor's version.
Only Taylor's version.
So here we go. Enjoy.
We good to go?
I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind making me feel like I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know, you better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know you, know you, know you. Everything has changed. No, my walls still tall, painted blue. But I'll take them down, and open up the door for you.
And all I feel in my stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind, making up the lost time, taking. Making me feel like I just wanna know.
You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know you.
Said hello, and your eyes look like coming home.
everything has changed.
I'm not gonna lie, I cried a little.
I used to sing that song in my room while watching the music video on my little iPad mini.
My iPad mini.
That's such a remnant of my childhood, so I'm really happy we started off with
that song. I'm extremely happy we started off with that song. Leah, Yes. Tell us about the next song.
So our next song is First Love, Late Spring by Mitski, because, you know, if we're going to start off depressed, we might as well just continue.
just bring it right home.
Just keep it going. So without further ado, one of my favorite Mitski songs, First Love, Late Spring.
Get ready to cry.
All the time.
Where you sleep.
I hope that song just reverberated in your very soul in the same way that it does for me. I just adore it.
It was lovely.
I was singing the entire time.
She really was. I was there. This next song, we're going to play some Willow.
I love Willow.
Right? We're going to be playing Female Energy, Part 2. Just to clarify.
Is there a part 1?
We don't know yet. But the comma is an actual comma. It's not the word comma. Correct. I wanted to, enjoy Female Energy Part 2.
Let's do it.
What a good song.
I'm really liking the vibe that we're establishing right now. It's very chill.
I would say so. It is study sesh.
It is study sesh, but I feel like this is one of our calmer study sessions.
I agree.
For all of you guys studying or seshing out there. Whichever one you're
doing. Both.
Or both. If you're doing both, please let me know how that goes. I've never done both at the same time.
Leah, what's our next song?
Our next song is called I'm Not in Love by Kelsey Liu. I don't exactly remember when I heard this song. I think it was because I was watching Euphoria and then just would not stop listening to the playlist on repeat. And it was one of those songs in there. And I just think it's so depressing, but so lovely. She's so talented. Yeah, I hope you enjoy.
We're going to cry a lot this session.
Is just the theme of the night, just crying.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy.
Thank you. somebody else's problem become yours.
Wow.
I know that's like a legitimately 7 minute long song, but you have to admit
that was so lovely.
It's worth every minute. I almost said the F word. That's not allowed on there, but we might be breaking that rule. Right? Because
No, we're not.
Oh yeah, no, we're totally not breaking the rules for this. We're not. Anybody listening right now, you are sworn to secrecy for our next song, which is.
Sorry. I got distracted.
She was distracted by the board on the wall that explicitly says not to use any swear
words. Well, we're not.
We're not, because swear words are subjective, and our subjective opinion is that
we're not using them. Anyway, this song is by Faye Webster, obviously. I am Faye Webster.
Yes.
We are one and the same. I love Faye Webster.
Yes.
This song, you know, really speaks to me. The name of the song is called I Know I'm Funny. Ha ha. And you see, let me explain this to you all. I personally think that I'm the funniest person
pretty much.
Definitely
up there. I think it's Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Any cat video on YouTube.
Sure.
And there's you.
And there's me. Yeah, right. I'll take that. And so I think the song, did she write the song for me? I don't really know. It's.
Well, you would write it for yourself because you are Faye Webster.
Absolutely. Yeah, so enjoy the song about me. Just remember to tell me that. Well, you don't have to tell me I'm funny because I know I am. Okay, just enjoy the song.
Yep.
Let's sit around and drink some sake. And we can argue about the same things. Talk about neighbors on the front.
Catch the curse word.
What are you talking about?
What are we talking about?
You know, I've always wanted a song to be written about me, and this has happened.
Yeah. You know, the next song I would say is written about me.
And so, also me.
Well, you had your song, Bernadette, so can I have some time for myself?
Okay, yeah, yeah. You know Anyways, what? If you want this song written about you, then go for it.
Personally, I'll... written about me.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes.
And I think she did.
Yeah, you know, my older sister loves to tell me, for somebody so smart, you can be so stupid sometimes. So I think this song just encapsulates that phrase that has traumatized me to the core. So
what a fun show!
Ado, this is also our mint song of the night. If you guys are regulars, you know that every week and Sunday at this time, we play a mint song. So the mint song for the night is "The Idiot" or Leah Sendler. Enjoy.
This is a really fun show, guys. Enjoy. That's, I mean, like, if any song is going to be written about you in the with the title, hold on. Yeah. Okay,
be
I'm ready.
Be careful with what you're about to say.
With the title, The Idiot, I'm glad that it was as good as this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I did not know where you were going to go with that.
I also didn't know where concerned. I was going to go with that. This next song, you know, we all have those shower songs that we listen to in the shower and just, you know.
Mine is just screaming.
Or that, yeah.
Just someone
so
screaming.
When I'm not, like, screaming into the shower in my McCartney South suite, sorry to my sweet mates. Love you guys. I played this song. It's called Open Season by the Hi Hi's, and it was in Pitch Perfect. And what better song than to ring in the aftermath of Evening of Acapella, which was wonderful. It was everyone's so talented on this campus. I'm getting off topic here.
I'm just ready to hear it because all I can see is the albums below from Open Season the movie.
Not to be confused with the show Open Movie.
With the Oscar winning, Grammy Award winning Open Season album.
Enjoy my shower song.
Sorry, I was working on my lab, but yes, that was a fantastic song. I feel like I've heard it before, but I also haven't. This is apparently from Pitch Perfect,
you know,
by the way,
it's the scene in Pitch Perfect where they're like, oh, it's Thanksgiving, and we broke up.
I asked her, I was like, oh, do you know, like, when in the movie? And she had the answer ready. She knew it so fast, and I was like, good to know about Bernadette. She's deconstructed the whole movie.
Of course I have.
Yes, our next song, my apologies. The next song is by one of my favorite bands in the history of music ever, Myth by Beach House. I guess I just have a thing for like Scandinavian artists because they're also from like Sweden or Norway or something, which cool. Mint is also from there. So yeah, this shout is one out. Of my favorite driving songs.
Shout out Beach House. There we go. Oh my god.
I feel like we're truly in the zone this time.
I wholeheartedly agree.
This is what we're here for.
This next song is by Daniel Caesar. It's called Love Again, all caps. So when you say it, you have to go, Love Again.
I think you should go a little bit louder, Brendan. I don't think that was loud enough.
I think it was quite satisfactory.
I guess if you say so.
So enjoy the song by Daniel Caesar and Brandy.
I wake from my slumber. I wish I could call you up. Miss how you'd put your love on me.
Why you got my number? Wish I could feel your touch. Wish you could follow on me.
You never know when to chill. Always talk about keep it real. Only till you've had your fill. Then you wanna cry ill will. Really thought you knew the deal. Oh, oh well, I guess that's what happens. Two fools be falling in love. Mixing some pain and some passion. Nothing is ever enough. If you can, take my hand. I promise we'll find love again. Love again. Yeah, yeah. If you can, take my hand. I promise we'll find love again. Yeah.
Around your boys, you act so tough. Like you never been in love. If you don't quit acting up, alone is weighing on enough. I promise. You may think that I'm crazy. You should ask around about me. Put your trust in me, baby.
I wake from my slumber. I wish I could call you. Miss how you'd put your love on me.
Hey, oh, boy, you got my number. Wish I could feel your touch. Wish you could follow up on me.
Hold on until the end. Hold on till you can't extend. I'll be clinging on to you. I'll be clinging on to you.
Again, again, orbiting around and then cycle back around to you. Coming back around to you. I'm coming back around. And
even on your worst day, love you in the worst way. Circling around for eternity. Going through the motions, you're turning me eternally.
Drifting on my own again. Reaching out to hold your hand.
I know I've said that for every single song, but we're just like,
music is just magical.
Yeah.
Music is one of my favorite things in the world.
Absolutely.
Unless I truly like bad music, actually, I take it back. There is definitely a lot of bad music out there. But for the most part, I think there's always something that you can find within songs that are just
magical
in some way.
And on that positive note, Liam, what's our next song?
Our next song, I think, just really summarizes how I'm feeling about the rest of the semester. It is called It Only Gets Worse, comma, I Promise, by Ecstasy.
We promise.
I do promise. It does get worse from here.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't care about.
Oh yeah, that was my song. You're right. I don't know. I mean, the title makes it sound like really depressing, but I think it's a good time. Also, I'm so sorry for the notifications currently coming from my laptop. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. It only gets worse, I promise, but at least it sounds pretty great. So
yeah,
I feel like that's life.
Oh yeah.
It gets worse, but it sounds great.
You know what's also like life? This next song. It's by Rit Momney.
Love Rit Momney.
Yeah,
not to be confused with Mitt Romney, who
how could you confuse the two. This song is called Something in General, which is life, you know.
It's a very, very vague
it's title, life. That's what it is. Yeah,
that's just
because it's something in general.
Very life.
The absolutely the joy.